And this was pointed, and we wanted to make sure that the RTPM, which is going to use Google Protobuf and the bulk data transfer mapping, are consistently following one set of domain definitions rather than two different definitions. So the choice was either to flatten that file and predefine it, or allow for us to define each vendor defining its own format in the YAML onboarding document, and then we support that. So we have decided we'll support it through that process. It'll add one step for analytics to be able to consume YAML onboarding before they can really do the work. So that is the only change that we are working on, where we will be, and this is all documented by Mark Scott and Erickson, to go to the desire, and that's the only part that is changing in the requirements document. And once that is completed, we should be ready to push it out after a review with the people who are using those two domains, meaning Nokia, which is Marsh, and Mark Scott from Erickson. The other piece that came up as a small gap is what we are doing is for the 3GPP, a huge amount of metrics that is supported for RAN devices. So what we have agreed is we will introduce a new notion of having a PM dictionary that would be supported by the YAML onboarding. So we have the dictionary, and so when you're doing a bulk data transfer where you're trying to get all the metrics, then yeah, you will be able to bring in, you'll know exactly what is in the PM dictionary, and you would be able to get those files in XML format. But when you do look at the mapper, or when you look at even real-time PM, which is only taking a subset of those metrics that you define, look at the PM dictionary, then you will select certain number of metrics that can be managed and are needed on a priority basis that are going to come in. So what discussion we are having is, how do we really cater to that subset coming into a YAML? And that's the discussion we have this afternoon at 11 with Nokia and Ericsson, to see you have a PM dictionary already in the YAML, which is really onboarding document. But when you are working with the performance metrics for the during getting the events, and you change what events you want to see coming from RTPM or from the mapping functionality in those projects, how do we create at least that part of the YAML artifact? So that's a discussion we'll have. It's not that difficult, but we need to just go through the motion and then have that covered in the onboarding document. So that's the other area we are working. The details on what is being added are already been documented part of either bulk data transfer from Ericsson in ONAP, as well as by Nokia when they talk about the real-time PM metrics. So if you're familiar with them, you can always go back to that and look at it. And if you are interested, this is the presentation, I think, that has been agreed on. And I'm just opening up. This file is already there. And this is the domain portion which says, but there's a bigger file which talks about what 3GPP, what is going to come down, and how the whole process works.
Okay, so maybe you can share this documentation to our mail list.
I can certainly send the link. Rather than sharing the entire presentation, I'll point you the link where the RTPM, and again, it's in the ONAP. You can search through RTPM, or you can search for bulk data transfer, and you'll find those presentations.
Okay. So Alok, one quick question is regarding these changes. Does the VS agent code need changes, or is no effect? It will not affect on our VSDK VS agent code.
No, I don't think that's a question I can ask you guys. If you want me to go change the agent code, I can change it. But I don't think we are taking this input directly coming from VNF in the REST format. There are two ways to get the input for this domain perf 3GPP, which is one is a real-time PM, which is Google protobuf, right? And that would be something the VNF had to decide what will be sending and then send that out using Google protobuf. So there's not, there's agent won't be impacted there. And the second way we are getting this input is really through a notification and Ericsson contributing a file-oriented interface, which is FOI using SFTP, which will use the notification to know where the file is sitting and pick up the file and put it on GMAP database. From the database, what you pick up in terms of mapping and filter, which is put on JSON, this thing is, again, something that Ericsson is preparing. So I don't think at this point agent is impacted, but we'll look into it and see if there is a plugin we should put in for agent, then I'll try to provide that.
Okay, so maybe I think time is limited for Casablanca. Maybe we could put this in Dublin release. If you think this is needed, we could add the changes in Dublin, I think.
Okay. And I'm looking for a recommendation. If you guys, if some of the guys from the community believe that we should make the change in the agent, we will. But I don't think it will, right now any use cases is using it.
Okay. So maybe, it's everything is based on the use case, right? Okay. So any question on the VAS updates?
And I'm not just sharing the entire documentation. It becomes too much work for everybody to go through it, which is not finalized. So I'll, rather than sharing it now, let me finalize the domains with working with Nokia because they have the use cases, right? And then I'll update the document and put it on your wiki.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Alok.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me share my screen. Okay. okay, so let me give some updates here. okay, so the the last topic is weekly meeting time. So as we discussed that Moshe from Israel, that he said that Israel colleague will not work on Fridays. They work on Sundays instead. So we need to reschedule our weekly meeting. So I set up a Doodle poll on this. So maybe I think everyone could check the which time is available for you. So in general, I created this as the initial, the proposal time is I would want to avoid the conflict with modeling subcommittee meeting and VNF requirement meeting and use case and architecture and the VVP. I think this project is related to our VNF SDK, so I choose this four time. One is every Tuesday, 12 p.m. and all same time with on Tuesday. Mondays 12 p.m. because Monday 1 p.m. we have the PTL meeting, and then the
Victor, excuse me, I have a question. Victor?
He cut off. Victor, you cut off.
Yeah, I think so.
Did he drop off by accident?
Oh, sorry.
Victor?
Oh, yeah, Victor, you cut off.
Yeah, and I have a question.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you now. Yeah. Can I ask a question, okay. Victor? This is Andre. Something is looks strange for me because I see your screen and I see that the same time zone that I have in Israel. It sounds strange to me because that should be your time zone. Each one should see his own time zone. That's the question.
It's the UTC time zone, right?
Yeah, it's UTC time zone. It's not my time zone.
Okay, it's UTC. It means that we all of us can see the UTC plus.
But again, guys, as a time zone reference, I think there was an email that Victor had sent out, which basically said 1 a.m. would be 9 a.m. here in U.S. Eastern Zone.
So what does it mean? It means that...
Use that as a reference, right?
Yeah.
And Victor, from my perspective, the only time for me, if you, I can join is on Tuesdays at 1 a.m.
Yeah, okay. So the question here is actually let's say, for example, in East Coast U.S., what should be a time?
It is 9 a.m. It's the same time we have the meeting. Instead of Fridays, we'll have the same time meeting on Tuesdays or Thursdays. If you look at 1 p.m. If you look at the 12 p.m., then it will be 1 a.m. 12 p.m. will be...
That's the mistake. Yeah. That's the mistake, I think. 1 a.m. is a mistake. Others are okay in terms of...
I know it. 1 a.m. is maybe the morning of Chinatown. Maybe... Oh, yeah. It's not suitable for Israel. Right.
Thursdays we have a PTL meeting from DCAE, so I have to be there. So that's why I was saying Tuesday I can do one the same time Tuesday as this meeting.
UTC time is what's the time in the US East Coast?
Right now it is the meeting is at 9 a.m.
It's 9 a.m. Okay, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. It should be 9 a.m. Right. 12 p.m.
That should be 8 a.m., right?
Yeah.
I was thinking. So I would like to keep it 9 a.m., but if we can do it Tuesday, I'll be able to join. Otherwise, Thursday becomes a conflict because of the PTL meeting with DCAE.
Okay. It looks to me that I'm okay with all of them, but let me double check it. So it's UTC time.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What day are we talking about? Tuesday at what time? East Coast time, Alok?
The same time that we have this meeting at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So maybe if everyone could have his own choice, so maybe you can give your own pool on this. Okay. I think this pool will end of, I think it's 5 days, I think it's November 7th. So I would ask you to make your polls at before November 7th.
You sent it out?
Yeah, I already sent it out.
When did you send it out?
About 2 hours ago.
Oh, I sent it
to the mail list. Only have 10 emails and discuss mail list.
Okay.
Because so, search, yeah. Also, you can also got this link at our chat window, Margaret.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
okay.
So,
thanks.
Okay. I would like to postpone the new requirement for Dublin discussion, because I think for now we are all working on the RC2. We have so many documentation work needed to do. So. I would like to discuss the new requirement or backlog next week or even longer, I think. At least we must pass the RC2 first. Okay. So I think everything is about our today's topic. Any new business? Okay. I think we could end our meeting. Thank you, everyone. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.